Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 272, Do Online Reviews Matter? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, so many of you out there don't pay attention to your online reviews, and it shows. When you look you up, you really don't find much. Let's talk about why do reviews matter, how do they matter, and do they really matter? Kind of break it down today, talk about some of the biggest brands, how they leverage off of it, and what you absolutely should not do as a small brand. That way you don't get yourself in trouble. All right, guys, so first off, in real estate, people often choose agents by recommendations from others, right? One of the best sources of business is a referral. A friend, a family, whatever it be, giving you a referral and allowing you to work with someone they know. Now, a review is the online version of a referral. A review tells someone else in the future the experience that someone unrelated to them had at any given time with you and your services. So that review, if done right, when we obtain the review, we get lots of detailed information in the review. That way there, people can see that this is a real story, a real experience that someone had, not just some generic information given no insight on how the relationship went. At the end of the day, an online review is the modern day referral to someone you do not know. This automatically builds a certain level of knowing, liking, and trusting you that is going to start the relationship and allow them to give you the trust you need to start the beginning of a relationship. Out there, lots of us, we rely on big businesses. Why big businesses? Because we imagine things like if they're big, they must be good at it. Or because we see other people go there, we trust that they go there as well. Or we look at their online reviews and we see lots of them. When we look at all the different things that are to do with their business, we can see everything. Now, as a small business, oftentimes agents don't pay attention to their own business enough. They're too busy working in their business than working on their business. Now, working in the business meaning out doing show-ins, open houses, everything that matters to income-producing activity, but not paying attention to the marketing end or the public relations end. The reason I call it public relations is back in the day we had the newspaper and we had different places that you had to worry about what people said about you and how they put it out there. Now we have online review sites like Zillow, Google, Facebook, Yelp, and all these other review sites that we need to worry ourselves, what are other people saying about us? But the truth is we don't need to worry about it the way a lot of people actually worry about it. Worrying about it like going after someone for writing you a bad review, being angry, all the other stuff is not the way to go about it. It's to take your business to the next level, offer such amazing services that people can't help but want to tell other people why they should want to get in business with you. As a real estate agent, that means really guiding them, not just going out there and opening doors, but really helping them find a mortgage, help them find an attorney, help them find a pool company, explain to them how, you know, irrigation works, whatever it be, offering all sorts of value all the way along the line. Boom, there you go, great review. Or recently, say myself, I just got a review for telling someone not to buy a house. Why? Because I was honest and I took them and I saw the house was not built quality and we're thinking about writing an offer. And I said, you know what? We can't do that. It's not worth it. It's not going to be the right home for you. Now, reviews come from all different stories. One of the most important things to remember is getting the content in the review of what happened. You can say situations such as the other one. We went out and looked at this great home, it was brand new construction, but our agent Sean advised us it was best not to make an offer due to the quality level of the home. Sean put us, the client, first, even though he only earns commission, right? Now, this person is very happy that I did that because I did not just try to get the sale. I told them, hey, this isn't the right house for you. This comes and goes, right, guys? These are things that we need to know. We need to understand that if we just try to sell every single house and we don't do our job as a fiduciary, as a guide, as a realtor, as a real estate agent, however you want to call yourself, we're not adding enough value that people are finding the need to add the review. if we're simply facilitating the transaction as expected and we're not going above and beyond, we didn't earn the review. Also, I will be honest with you, those who have reviews oftentimes ask for such, because remember, it's not that the person doesn't want to review you, it's that they're busy with their own life and oftentimes they forget to do it. So don't be afraid to remind people, to ask people, to let them know how much value it has, to even bring up, maybe you met them personally online and say, did you look me up in the past? Did you check on my reviews? Letting them know, like, that is the way that I gain traction in the modern day environment where people may not know me and they're looking in my area, so they need a way to know, like, and trust me, which is going to be my online reviews. Because remember, social currency, that whole idea of online reviews, Amazon or eBay or anything, we're so used to it. We're so used to trusting what those sources say, or if not trusting the first one, vetting a bunch of them and making sure that the description is real to what happened. Because guess what? We want people to know, like, and trust us to work with us. Remember, one of the first things that clients do when they meet you is to Google you. So if you haven't Googled yourself, this is one of the largest mistakes I see agents making, is not Googling themselves and not understanding what it means to try to fix it, to try to override what's there with information that is going to push you to the front of business, which would be reviews, which would be blogs, podcasts, different articles in the newspaper, whatever it be that gets you results other than no results or other than other people's names to come up under your name. If you can get that top result, if you can get all your results looking great, clients are going to know, like, and trust you right from your reviews, right from the fact that you Google well, and from the fact that they want to have a person just like you work for them. Guys, I hope this helps you understand how valuable reviews are, even how crucial reviews are. And don't forget, with the NAR settlement coming up, who knows where we're going, but I can tell you, the people with online reviews, they're going to do much better than those who do not have any reviews. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you next week. Check us out on the web, RealFactsOnRealEstate.com.